10th Perek of Shvi'is, Mishnah Zayin. This is another Mishnah relating to Halacha of Puzzle. We said before that the loafer, the one who brought the money, has to have some property, even a small piece of property, in order for the Malv, the one who lent the money, to be able to write a Puzzle. So now we're saying that Kaveres Zvayin, if the one who loaned the money doesn't have any property, but he does have a beehive. So, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Harehu Kekakam. This beehive that was set up, used to set up, like a box, which has the honeycombs inside of it. Rabbi Lezer says this beehive is considered like part of the karka, something connected to the ground. Therefore, you could write a fruitful, because it was fruitful. So, Enema Kabbalah Summa Mukayma, and since it's connected to the ground, the honey inside of it is not Mekabal Tumma, because something is Mechubal Akaka, it's not Mekabal Tumma. Rodin then the Shabbos fire. Somebody who removes the honey from it on Shabbos is as if he uprooted something that was growing in the ground and is also in the right to do so on Shabbos. That's his opinion. But Chachomim Maimon, which is the way we pass in, Eino Kekaka, considered something that's detached from the earth. The Ein Koisim will have Fruzbol. You cannot write a Fruzbol if the one who borrowed the money has only a kaveres, because it's not considered that he has land, and the kaveres tumah b'koyim, the honey inside of it is considered food, and it's makabel tumah. So it's a Shabbos, and somebody who removes the honey from it on Shabbos is potter, because this is not considered uprooting something that was growing from the ground,